Good morning. Can you hear me all right? Because I'm mindful that I woke up with allergies the last couple of days, and so I might be losing my voice due to allergies. So if I fade in and out, just let me know, and I will yell into the hand mic.
You're fine.
As Jim said this morning, I am Tom Longino, Reverend Tom Longino. Lynn knows me fairly well. We've worked together the last few years. Co-conspirators on the Committee on Ministry Section A for the Northern California Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ. Lynn has one more year, and I'm off this year.
Yeah.
How many? How many more years, Lynn? Two more years? One more? Okay. And she was talking at me Friday, like, but we were in this together. I'm like, after 5 years on the committee, I just want to take a step back. So, as mentioned, I'm with the San Francisco Night Ministry. I've been there over 5 years now, I think. Time flies when you're having fun. I just want to take a moment to, for those who haven't heard and those who may have who might be familiar with the name of Reverend Don Stewart. He passed away on March 5th this month, down in Southern California, where he was living at Pilgrim Place down there in Southern California. And there will be a memorial service for him on April 6th at 2 p.m. over at St. John's United Church of Christ in San Francisco. For those who want, might be interested in going. It's the UCC church that's right across the street from Laguna Honda Hospital. So, and so Ken this morning, well, not this morning, but he invited me to share some thoughts from my own experiences with the Night Ministry on the book that some of you are reading, Saving Jesus from the Church, by Robin Myers. And one of the chapters in the book is called Christianity as Compassion and Not Condemnation, which sounds appropriate because the San Francisco Night Ministry, we've been around 50 years this year, and every night of the year on the streets and on our crisis line, we seek to be a presence, a non-judgmental, compassionate presence, providing care of the soul, crisis intervention to people who are on the streets, people who are marginally housed in the what we call SRO hotels, the single room occupancy hotels, and just anywhere in the cafes, donut shops, coffee shops, every night of the year from 10 p.m. till at least 4 in the morning. Now, I didn't work last night because I knew I would be here this morning, but I'm starting my day, which will end tomorrow morning. So I'll get a note. Don't worry, I will get a nap in. So how many have read ahead in the Robin Myers book, the chapter on Christianity as Compassion? A few? So there are some interesting thoughts in Robin's book, where he talks about compassion as the idea of to suffer with, to companion with, to journey with people, which means moving past our wanting or our perceived need to want to judge somebody, but to actually sort of recognize our face in them, reflecting our face back to us, or perhaps, as some of us might say, to recognize the Christ, the presence of Christ, in the face of those people we might want to judge, or people who we might normally look down on, or we want to look down on, but to say that that person staring back at us, that's Jesus, that's the Christ, they're a part of who I am. And so, Jesus gives us the words not to judge. As I like to say, when Jesus said, gives us the commandments to love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, it's a three-part stool which on everything rests, because love of God means to love our neighbor, which also means to truly and rightly love ourselves. See what I'm saying? And so the more we learn to love ourselves more truly, we can truly reach out and love and offer help and assistance to our brother and sister, whoever or wherever they might be. And Robin, Pastor Myers, in his book, brings to mind one of my favorite understandings of God's compassion, where he reiterates that in Hebrew, which Jesus' native tongue, his mother tongue, would have been Hebrew or Aramaic, which is a variant of Hebrew, which means compassion refers to God's womb, like love for creation. And that is the love that God holds us in to help birth a new creation and birth a new way of being. Or as Jesus says, a new way of being in the world, one that is with compassion and not condemnation. As Robin says, Christianity is a way of being in the world. And so, to speak of Christianity, the way of Jesus the Christ, as compassion is to help birth a new way of being, birth a new way of seeing, to birth a new way of speaking in the world, speaking with love, and helping build people up and seeing their worth, and not tearing them down with judgment. And even though this past week some of us had varying reactions to the passing of Reverend Fred Phelps, we say that perhaps some of us might say that we're not that kind of Christian, but he's still a brother in Christ who somehow lost his way, and we still have to love him, because if we stand back and point our finger at him, we're still pointing the finger at ourselves, because, and we condemn Fred Phelps, we become those who condemn. But thankfully, in Christian history, in human history, there are other models to help follow Christ. There's Jesus himself, but sometimes we get a little intimidated when we read Jesus' words in the Bible, especially in the Sermon on the Mount, when we're like, I can't do that. But thankfully we have other models who mirror a way of following Jesus that is compassionate. Two of my favorite ones are St. Francis and Dorothy Day. If you try to find me on Facebook, I use the name Francis Day. More as a way for myself, not saying this is who I am, but this is who I want to be. And so we have these words. These are not words to club ourselves with, that this is what I should be doing, this is what I need to do. No, this is where we are growing. This is what we are called to grow into. We are called to grow into love. It is a journey. It is an ongoing journey. And as I've been a night minister, part of the night ministry over the last 5 years, I'm a different night minister than I was when I started. And the people I minister with are in different places than when I started. Some of them are now of blessed memory, as we would say, part of the great cloud of witnesses. And some have been on and off the streets, and some have been wrestling with their own demons. And I've had the privilege, the honor of walking with them and just sort of sitting with them and talking with them. As Lynn knows, one of my things I do to keep myself occupied when we are meeting in Committee A, what do, Lynn? I crochet. And so one of the things I've started doing over the last few years is I actually will take my crocheting on the streets. Sit at a bus stop. Sit on a wall in front of a fast food place and talk to people. Sit on a bus, talk to people. It's a way of, like, what the heck are you doing? But we'll get to that. I mentioned Dorothy Day as one of my favorite mirrors of the way of Christ as compassion, she has a quote that I'm quite fond of where she says, "The greatest challenge of the day is how to bring about a revolution of the heart, a revolution that has to start with each one of us." And so, people often ask, when you're out on the streets, what do you do? Well, we just go up there and say hi. And we just try to be a presence. Do you try to convert them? No. Do you try to get them off the streets if they want it? But help, one of the things I try to do is help people sort of look into their hearts and what is it that needs expressing or what needs to, what are they wanting to do? And help them perhaps talk through things that are in their hearts or find ways to help take steps to achieve what they're wanting in their hearts. Recently, a couple weeks ago, tomorrow, a person who I've known on the street since I've been a night minister, who I'll name Papa, he was a Vietnam War vet. He was in the Marines. And as he would say, you know, his hands are registered lethal weapons because he had to know how to fight. But all the times I knew him on the streets, which is several nights of the year, I saw him and he was probably one of the more gentle people I've known on the streets. And of course, people would say, but I get to see people who are putting on, some people would say, but you're seeing what they're projecting to you. Yeah, but when you're out there 5 nights a week, every night, every week of the year, you see people in all of their spaces. But Papa was always kind-hearted and gentle, even at in his most annoyed. If I gave him a pair of socks, he would ask for at least three, one for himself and two pairs for other people. If you gave him some money, and we don't give out money, but if you give him money, he would go and buy a couple slices of pizza, one for himself and one for people he would camp with. Oftentimes, I would have to give him more sleeping bags or blankets because when he would be panhandling, he would be let other people sleep in his blanket or sleeping bag. And sometimes when he came back to his sleeping bag or his blanket, there would be bugs. What? Lice. Things that are not nice that you don't want to share amongst yourselves. There we go. So give him another blanket. Now you be careful this time. Yeah, right. But he was somebody, through our conversations, was trying to get himself as a veteran, as somebody who had been on the streets for over 20 years, was trying to get inside, was trying to get into veterans' housing, but unfortunately, he died on the streets. But he was somebody whose heart touched other people and inspired generosity, at least in the moment when you spoke of his name. Another person who I've known since the beginning of my ministry with the night ministry is someone named Monty. He was walking down through the edge of the Tenderloin. And there he is with his cart and with his dog. Nice dog. And with Monty, since I've known him, he's been inside. He was on the streets. He was inside for a bit. And then he's back out. But for him, it's okay because that's just part of what is how his life is unfolding. Because of all the rough things I see, I often get to see beauty and goodness that just sort of pours out of people that people might not otherwise normally see. With Monty, he was inside because for a while he was an in-home health care, IHSS worker, for an older gentleman who had dementia. And he would see this old man, this elder gentleman, come out on the streets, disoriented, confused. And Monty, what he did was, he used that time with that money. What he did was, he actually got, when he was helping this gentleman, he got a room in the same building. So they weren't living in the same place, but he had his own place so he could tend to the gentleman and then have his own space to sleep and be rested so he could help the gentleman who eventually passed away. And once he passed away, Monty was back out on the streets again. But he was okay with that because this is what God had in store for him. And he has faith that God will again smile upon him because, as he says, I'm outside, I'm under God's sky wherever I go. God is always looking at me and God is always with me. And for the first time, a couple weeks ago, when I was on the streets, Tuesday night going into Ash Wednesday, he asked me for a blessing. Now, I wasn't carrying ashes, but I carry some anointing with balm with me in my bag. And for me to offer that blessing to him was a blessing in and of itself. Because here I've seen him and talked with him over these last few years. And I've seen him give his gifts, share his gifts with people in need around him. And he's asking me for a blessing. He's one of those people on the streets who sort of calls me back to what I'm doing, to remind myself of what I'm doing, to be pure of my intention, to remember I'm doing this for myself, and no matter how tired I am, I'm still here for to be that vessel, that compassion for other people. And even if I think I'm not reaching people, people still see me. And I've had people stop me as I'm talking with them and say, you know, I've seen you out here, I've never talked with you, but I'm glad you're here. And the last person I'll talk about this morning, who I'll call Tara, she's... I laugh because she is somebody who my partner and I have known in some capacity. She and my partner grew up in Texas and moved out here in the early 80s. Tara is also from Texas and knew my partner back in Texas. And so my partner is with me at one of our open cathedral services that we do right there every Sunday in the Civic Center UN Plaza of San Francisco. And Tara walks by and goes, and Gary was like, and they recognized each other. And so Tara's like, I've been coming here, you know, off and on for the last couple years. And this is the first time Gary was with me. She's like, do you know Tom? Yes, I do. And so it was funny. But with Tara, all of the night ministers, all of us have talked with her and walked with her. There's some of her struggles and some of her pain with going through her withdrawals from addiction, but also with her own living, trying to help her see what's important, especially as she's trying to pull away from an abusive partner, a partner who's abusive, not physically, but emotionally. And so we've all walked with her and helped her find ways to be compassionate to herself, but also to her partner. And helping her find ways to negotiate finding her own happiness so she can be happy and celebrate her life and celebrate her gifts without having to put too much strain on her partner. But there is transition. And as you may know, that if you walk away from an abusive situation, you have to walk a new path with yourself. You have to walk a new path with others. And part of our journey with Tara is helping her negotiate and find that new path, that that is in her wanting to come out. And so, going back to what Pastor Myers was saying, referring to God's womb-like love for all of creation, we are children of God. As brothers and sisters of Christ, we have that in us. We carry that presence of Christ in ourselves, that womb-like love in ourselves too. And as we walk together, as we talk together, may we find and explore new ways to walk a path of compassion and love with each other and with the world. Amen.